Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Another New World screwworm case was recently detected inside the buffer zone or within 215 miles of the Texas border in Mexico, raising further concern about its northward spread. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, CEO Bill Bowler continues to praise Secretary Brooke Rollins' decision to close the U.S. border to Mexican livestock imports and stresses the importance of keeping it close to protect U.S. livestock.
The risk is very real to the U.S. livestock and wildlife industries. And so we need to maintain complete vigilance and keep the border closed and make sure that we are not taking any actions that would, allow this pest to move any further north.
Steriflies are currently the most effective way to prevent the spread of the New World screwworm.
The concern that everyone had was that when the fly was being produced down in the Panama area, by the time that they transported those flies northward in order to address where the outbreaks were occurring in Mexico, many of those flies would die during the transportation process. And so we need more localized production facilities, and having one in Texas and one in Mexico and Panama is going to be extremely helpful.
The screwworm is a flesh-eating pest. Livestock owners are encouraged to review biosecurity protocols.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.